The Indiana National Guard agribusiness development team is in the small village of Alidaya, helping an Afghan farmer with his wheat crop. Excited young boys surround the soldiers. Standing in the field, the team's deputy commander, Colonel Sindra Chastain, asked the farmer about his wheat seeds.
What about, he's going to take soil samples. Yeah, he wants to use his machine so we can go down into the soil.
While the specialist collects soil, the soldiers toss frisbees with the boys and distribute pens and candy to the happy kids. But there is another, darker story here in Alidaya. On the night of April 8th, an American-led special ops team mistakenly killed 5 innocent civilians during a raid in this village of 300 families. The dead included a mother who was a teacher in a secondary education program for girls, run by CARE, the International Aid Organization. CARE's Deputy Director for Afghanistan, Jamie Terzai, says the killing was inexcusable.
Coalition forces go and make a mistake in a raid, kill one of our teachers, her daughter who was a student, and 3 of her family members, including a 4-day-old baby, inside her house, which was one of our classes. I find it really personally hard to understand how a 4-day-old baby is shot. Did you not look when you were firing? Because, if it was for any other reason but a 4-day-old baby.
Civilian casualties from coalition military actions are a major Afghan issue. The Alidaya case unleashed a firestorm in Afghanistan and internationally. President Hamid Karzai demanded an investigation. Terzai says the tragedy was also a setback for Afghan development.
Her husband was in the Afghan National Army, fairly high-ranking officer. Is this family going to continue to support international forces? 5 members of one family. All the work that we did for education in that province.
Terzai says non-governmental aid organizations, including CARE, have long been critical of military-connected development programs, including the Provincial Reconstruction Teams, or PRTs, which have been operating in Afghanistan since 2002.
Development and military activities need to be kept separate, otherwise they can compromise each other. If we're too closely aligned and we appear to be doing the bidding of the American government, they'll question why we're building schools. They'll question why we're building clinics. And then there'll be a disaster.
Terzai says because the military is not properly trained in development work, soldiers' efforts are ineffective.
People have been promoting PRTs because it suits their political agenda and not based on results or the efficacy of what's going on. Let the people who have the experience do it. If we can't do it, what on earth would give you the impression that the military can do it? I'd like to see some proof.
General Martin Umbarger, Adjutant General for the Indiana National Guard, says the military has the capacity to make big contributions to Afghan development.
There's a term that we're using in the Defense Department now called, hard power and soft power. This is more the soft power, going in and helping win the hearts and minds of the people, being a part of them, getting their governance going, getting their economy going. And really the military, we've always in our past thought about ourselves being more the hard power. Now we feel citizen soldiers bring a unique set of skills where, yes, we wear the uniform, but we also are civilians, so we can relate to the Afghans.
Nonetheless, Terzai bristles at the talk of military development winning Afghan hearts and minds.
I don't really care what you're talking about when you're talking about hearts and minds, because hearts and minds aren't won by a pen, they're not won by a school bag. They're won by not killing civilians, and they're won by being here for the long haul and doing the job properly.
For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.